My name is Tina.
Hi everyone, my name is Lily.
我们昨天介绍的这本小说叫做《法国中尉的女人》The French Lieutenant's Woman。今天我们要再继续看这个故事到最后发展了是怎么样的结果。而且很特别的一点呢，是这个作者自己会跳出来，以一种叙事者的方式呢，来参入小说的情节的发展。我们先来看一下今天的 Reading Comprehension Questions。
1. What is the excuse Charles uses to meet Sarah at the very beginning?
这一题应该就属于昨天的问题咯。到底 Charles 是用了什么样子的借口来跟 Sarah 见面？
2. Which of the following is true?
碰到这样子的问题，就要等所有的文章看完了，再来看看四个选项里面哪一个叙述是正确的。
3.Why is John Fowles hesitant to decide the final ending for his characters?
Hesitant, 形容词解释成为犹豫。为什么这个作者 John Fowles 会犹豫来为他的角色决定最后的结尾呢？
4. After reading this love story, what may we as readers learn from it?
在阅读完这篇爱的故事之后，我们身为读者又可以从当中学到什么东西？好，我们就来看看今天的文章。
Encouraged by his experience with Sarah, Charles goes to Lyme Regis and calls off his wedding. He returns to Exeter only to discover that Sarah has left for London. He follows her by train. When Charles falls asleep on the train, the narrator reappears, saying that characters in a book should be independent. Yet, if they are, how can he write the ending?If he writes all possible endings, does not the final ending outweigh earlier ones? To be fair, he flips a coin to determine which ending will appear last. In another possibility, Charles spends 2 years looking for Sarah. He learns that she is living a bohemian lifestyle as an artist model. When he arrives at Sarah's house, she discloses that she has had a child by him. Their love rekindled, the three live happily together. All of a sudden,Fowles shows up in front of Sarah's house and sets his watch back 15 minutes. Charles enters Sarah's house as if for the first time. In this ending, Charles knows he cannot marry such an independent woman. Confident about his decision, he leaves without learning about his child. John Fowles's novel forces us to contemplate the path of our existence. Have we only one unchangeable destiny? Or does our fate change every time we make a decision?The French Lieutenant's Woman gives us no definite answer. It ends only when the narrator reminds us that life is open to endless possibilities.
没错，文章的最后一句 Life is open to endless possibilities. 我们的生命啊，其实就因为这些无止境的可能而更为开阔了。这就让我想到了 Robert Frost 曾经写过的一首诗，叫做 The Road Not Taken。到了文章的最后面呢，他就有说啦 Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. 因为你做的抉择，造就了今日的生活。好，那我们就来看看今天的文章。
Encouraged by his experience with Sarah, Charles goes to Lyme Regis and calls off his wedding. So if you remember from yesterday's article,Charles and Sarah, they meet each other again, they're overwhelmed by desire, and they fall into each other's arms. So, of course, he's encouraged by this. Charles believes that they belong together, and so he goes back to Lyme Regis and calls off his wedding. We usually see this phrase whenever we talk about canceling something. So, if somebody calls off their wedding, it usually means that they don't want to get married anymore. And it's true, because Charles, because he loves Sarah, he does not want to marry Ernestina anymore.
昨天文章的结尾就提到了 Charles 到最后呢 pay Sarah a visit， 所以呢当他再度的遇到 Sarah， 他们的热情又重新的点燃，我们用的动词是 ignite， 所以就因为这样子的经验而被鼓励， Charles goes to Lyme Regis and calls off his wedding， 也就把他的婚礼给取消了。
He returns to Exeter only to discover that Sarah has left for London.He follows her by train. So after he calls off his wedding, he goes back to Exeter because he believes that Sarah is there. But no, she has left for London. So then he wants to be with her and he follows her by train. So he hops on a train to London, hoping that he can find her.
很可惜的， 当这个 Charles returns to Exeter only to discover, 当我们讲到 only to 就解释成为结果却，回到了 Exeter 之后呢，结果却发现 Sarah 已经前往 London, 所以呢 he follows her by train, 也就乘着火车跟着 Sarah 一起到了 London。
When Charles falls asleep on the train, the narrator reappears, saying the characters in a book should be independent. So then Charles, he wants to find Sarah, he falls asleep on the train. Now, if you fall asleep, it actually means that you just actually went to sleep. For example, you might go to bed at 10 p.m., but you're not asleep yet. You might be in bed reading a book. But then maybe at 10:30, you fall asleep, meaning you really are asleep.Now, when Charles is asleep, the narrator reappears, because remember John Fowles, he appeared before, and he's appearing again, so that's why we say he reappears. Now, he says that characters in a book should be independent, and what he means by this is that it's almost like the characters have their own story to tell. Sure, we have a writer, but basically these characters, they're like real people, and so there should only be one ending.
当这个 Charles 呢要去 London 在火车上的时候他就睡着了 fall asleep 这个时候我们又看到 the narrator reappears 这个叙事者呢又重新的跳了出来 saying characters in a book should be independent 这里的 independent 指的是呢要有自己的思考自己的想法不过这就奇怪啦你明明是这本小说的作者又要说角色呢必须要有自己的想法这的确是一种冲突跟矛盾的想法。那 why does the narrator want to reappear in this novel?
Well, remember, he appeared before saying that there are so many possible endings for this book. And so, of course, I'm guessing he's appearing again because he wants to say, well, there are other endings as well, and he's going to describe them to us.
所以啦，这里也是作者他写作高段之所在，他要用一种从前没有人用过的方式来重述这个故事，其实有不同的结尾，就看到最后这些角色要怎么样的来做自我的决定。不过这里有个冲突跟矛盾点，我们看看下面的文章是怎么说的。
Yet if they are, how can he write the ending? So remember, John Fowles is saying that characters in a book should be independent.But if they are independent, then how can we ever write the ending? Because that means the characters have to make the decision, but of course that's not the case. It is the writer.
这一句呢用 yet 来开头然而 if they are, 这里的 they 指的就是前面的 characters in a book.如果这些角色呢的确有自己独立思考的能力 How can he 这里的 he 指的就是 the writer, the narrator 他又怎么样能够为故事下一个结尾呢
If he writes all possible endings Does not the final ending outweigh earlier ones? So John Fowles he makes a really good point here If he gives the reader all possible endings to this story So maybe he could give 4, 5, even 6 endingsWell then, what happens? Does not the final ending outweigh the earlier ones? Meaning that the very last ending that he writes, well, it would almost seem like it's more important than the earlier endings. That's why we say that the final ending would outweigh earlier ones. If you outweigh something or someone, it just means that you are heavier. And usually things that are heavier, they have more weight, they seem more important. And so that's what we're saying here about the final ending. And of course, that's not fair.
所以如果作者写了 all possible endings, 把不同的结尾给他写出来,那难道这不就是代表的 the final ending, 也就是最终的那个结尾 outweigh earlier ones, 那不就代表先前所有的 ending 都不算重要的吗?那这里我们介绍的动词就是 outweigh, 解释成为比什么更重要胜过。其实很多的动词都用 out 开始都有超过的意思。譬如说某人比别人聪明我们就可以用 outwit 或者是在数目上胜过其他的人我们就可以用 outnumber 或者是活得比较久我们也可以用 outlive 所以这些动词在前面都有个 out 都是有着比什么更多超过的意思
To be fair, he flips a coin to determine which ending will appear last So he doesn't want one ending to sound more important than the others. So he wants to be fair and he flips a coin, meaning he tosses a coin in the air and he looks and sees if the coin will be heads or tails. So heads, maybe one ending is last, tails another ending is last. And so usually you see this happening during sports games. For example, if we have two teams and we don't know who should start, then we will ask the captains of the two teams to come out and call heads or tails. Then we flip the coin, we toss the coin into the air, and then we see where the coin lands. And let's say if it lands on heads, that means the team that chose heads, they get to start the game. And so John Fowles, he uses this method to decide which ending will be the very last in the book.
To be fair, 为了公平起见，或者当你觉得呢这两难没有办法决定的时候，就只好用这个不错的方法，就是 flip a coin。丢铜板决定好了，来看看 which ending will appear last， 到底最后是哪一个结尾来胜出。
In another possibility, Charles spends 2 years looking for Sarah. And so here we have another ending that could have happened with these characters. Charles, he actually doesn't find Sarah right away. He spends 2 years looking for her, so he's been looking for her for a long time.
这里又出现了另外一个 possibility， 也就是呢 Charles spends 2 years， 在这里动词要加上 ing， 花了两年的时间才找到 Sarah。
He learns that she is living a bohemian lifestyle as an artist's model. So Charles finds out that Sarah, she has a very different lifestyle now. She's living a bohemian lifestyle. And a bohemian lifestyle, it's very much like an artist's lifestyle. Maybe you don't have a lot of money. You don't do things in the normal way. Maybe you do some very strange, very artistic and wonderful things. And she is actually an artist's model. Now, back then, if you were an artist's model, it meant that you would pose for painters or sculptors or just basically people making art. They would look at your figure and they would try to draw it or produce art by looking at it. And so, of course, this is very different. And then we find out later that he gets a surprise when he talks to her.
当 Charles 找到 Sarah 的时候却发现呢这个 Sarah is living a bohemian lifestyle. 当我们说 a bohemian lifestyle, 我们就直接翻成波西米亚风的一种生活方式。其实啊指的就是生活比较狂放不羁，因为他当时是一个 artist's model。指的呢就是你常常要 pose for other artists， 也就是当这些艺术家要画画的时候呢，你必须要为他们摆姿势。
When he arrives at Sarah's house, she discloses that she has had a child by him. So he finds out something pretty amazing. He gets to her house and she discloses something. If you disclose, it just means that you tell the truth. Maybe that you are hiding something or you didn't tell anyone this before.But now she's actually telling him that they have had a child together. This is something that he did not know. So their love rekindled, the three live happily together. And well, that sounds like a really great ending to the story because now we have a family, we have Charles and he's living with Sarah and they actually have a child together. So it's almost like everything turned out perfectly.
故事这里呢我们看到的是当他遇到 Sarah 的时候呢 Sarah discloses a secret to Charles。这里用到的动词 disclose 就是揭发透露。他透露出一个消息就是 she has had a child by him。这两年当中其实 Sarah 为他生了一个小孩 their love rekindled， RE 开始就有重复的意思，原来 kindle K-I-N-D-L-E 就是有点燃热情的意思，所以他们的爱情又再度的复燃了。然后当然了就是故事美满的结尾就是 the three live happily together。故事发展到这里好像一切都非常的完美，但是不要忘记咯，这个 writer 会给我们不同的 possibilities， 到底还有哪些可能性会发生呢？我们先休息一下，等一下再回来。Welcome back to English Digest. 今天我们看的呢就是法国中尉的女人。刚刚故事就停留在呢这三个人 Sarah and Charles 还有他们共同的小孩子 live happily together， 好像公主跟个王子完美的过生活。 事实上啊，这有不同的 possible endings， 还有那些 possible endings， 我们继续往下面看。
All of a sudden, Fal shows up in front of Sarah's house and sets his watch back 15 minutes. So before at the end of paragraph 2, we had that really happy ending. But then all of a sudden, meaning immediately, without warning, John Fal, he shows up in front of Sarah's house. So if he's in front of Sarah's house, it just means that if we were looking at Sarah's house, then he would be between us and the house. So it looks like he's actually in front of it. But what does he do? He sets his watch back 15 minutes. Meaning that he looks at his watch and he actually adjusts it. He turns the little knob on his watch so that the time shown on his watch goes back 15 minutes. And he does this because he wants to show us another possible ending.
Well, to me, here the narrator sounds like a phantom, a ghost. 在这里啊，我们又看到了这个故事的作者又出现了。All of a sudden, suddenly.突然之间呢，这个 narrator 出现在这个 Sarah 家的前面 and sets his watch back 15 minutes， 把他手上的表调快了15分钟。那这15分钟会有另外一个 possible ending 是什么呢？
Charles enters Sarah's house as if for the first time. So before we had one ending where Charles enters Sarah's house, they meet, she tells him that she's had a child by him. But this time, because Fal set his watch back, it's like Charles is entering again for the first time and something else could happen. In this ending, Charles knows he cannot marry such an independent woman. Remember, Sarah is now living a bohemian lifestyle. And of course, she's raising a child on her own, so she's very independent. It's like she doesn't really need to be with anyone. And so Charles, he thinks that, well, it's not possible for them to be together anymore because their lifestyles are just too different.
这里又给我们看到另外一个 possible ending, 就是当 Charles 进入到 Sarah 的房子里面 as if, 仿佛好像我们就把刚刚的记忆全部都抹去仿佛是第一次进到他的房子当中。在这里呢，我们就看到了 Charles 觉得前面提过 Sarah 过的是一个 bohemian lifestyle, 非常独立的生活。那他可能觉得独立的女孩子并不是他想要的，所以就说了 He cannot marry such an independent woman.
Confident about his decision, he leaves without learning about his child. So Charles makes the decision that he cannot marry an independent woman like Sarah, and so he's confident about his decision. If you're confident about something, it means that you feel that you've made the right choice, you feel that you believe in the right thing, and so he thinks that he has made the right decision not to be with Sarah. And because he decides he doesn't want to be with Sarah, they actually never meet, and so he leaves without learning about his child. Now remember, in one ending, he finds out about his child and they live happily ever after, but in this ending, he doesn't even know that he had a child. So he leaves without learning about his child. He never finds out that he had a child with Sarah.
因为你所下的决定的不同也造就故事的发展不同。在这里我们看到的是 confident about his decision, 这里的主词就是 Charles, 因为他对于自己下的决定呢非常有信心所以他就此离开了 without learning about his child, learn about something 就是获知得知所以甚至都不知道其实 Sarah 为他生了一个孩子。
John Fowles' novel forces us to contemplate the path of our existence. So here it's saying that if we read The French Lieutenant's Woman, it will force us to contemplate the life of our existence. If you contemplate something, it just means you think about a lot, you think about it very deeply. And so, of course, here we're talking about the path of our existence. Exactly how do our lives come about? How do we make our decisions? And how our lives are influenced by those decisions?And so, of course, if we read this book, it forces us to think this way. It's almost like if you read the book, there's no way that you couldn't think this way. You have to, because the book makes you do it.
文章的最后一段就跟我们后面的 Reading Comprehension Question 4所描述的一样，所以同学要特别注意啦。虽然小说的情节非常的迷人，但是重点就是呢，这个 John Fowles novel forces us to contemplate the path of our existence. 他的小说除了在阅读之外，又提供我们一种去沉思 contemplate 我们所存在的这个生活的这一条路。
Have we only one unchangeable destiny? Or does our fate change every time we make a decision? So here are just some of the questions that you might consider after reading this book. Have we only one unchangeable destiny? Of course, your destiny is exactly how your life will go or how your life will turn out. And some people believe that our destiny is unchangeable, meaning that we have one way to live. Even if we make decisions, well, it doesn't matter because our life will only turn out one way. Or some people believe that our fate changes every time we make a decision. That means that every time you come to a decision, whatever you decide might actually change your life.
这里就是两个问题值得我们去深思一下。Have we only one unchangeable destiny? Unchangeable 不会改变。难道我们做的决定依然不会改变我们的命运，也就是我们所谓相信的 one unchangeable destiny? Or 或者是 does our fate change every time we make a decision? 因为我们所做的决定，所以我们的人生，我们的命运也就因此改变了。
The French lieutenant's woman gives us no definite answer. It ends only when the narrator reminds us that life is open to endless possibilities.So here we end today's article by saying that this book, The French Lieutenant's Woman, gives us no definite answer. So we have all these questions about our fate, about our destiny, but really there's no definite answer, meaning the book will force us to think about these questions, but the book does not give us any answer, or at least no definite answer. If there is a definite answer to something, it means that, okay, this answer is right, it has been proven, or most people believe in this.Instead, this book ends only when the narrator reminds us that life is open to endless possibilities. So of course, John Fowles, he could have just given us endings and endings, and he could have just written a book on all of the endings for The French Lieutenant's Woman. But no, he just gives us a few different endings so that we can think about it, to remind us that life is open to endless possibilities. Meaning that after we read this book, we know,that everyone's life can be changed or shaped by our decisions, that we have different decisions to make during our lives.
其实这本小说的价值就在于 it gives us no definite answer. 它不会给我们一个明确确定的答案，需要我们自己去思考。因为小说会在什么时候结束呢？也只有当这个呢 narrator 提醒我们 life is open to endless possibilities.其实人的一生是开放给无止境的可能性的，所以你要怎么样来做决定，它都有可能会影响到你的人生。我想这也就是这本小说的价值所在了。看完了今天跟昨天的文章，我们就来考验一下自己的理解能力。我们来看看下列的 reading comprehension questions.
1. What is the excuse Charles uses to meet Sarah at the very beginning?
相信各位读者就知道这个问题是属于昨天，当 Charles 看到 Sarah 的第一眼就迷上了她，所以他用了什么样的借口避开自己的未婚妻来与 Sarah 相见呢？
Well, the answer is B, collecting fossils.
对了，还记得这个片语 On the excuse of collecting fossils, he meets Sarah several times. 所以借由收集这些化石当作是一个托词，他就与 Sarah 相见了好几次，所以第一题的答案我们选 B, collecting fossils.
2. Which of the following is true?
下列哪一项叙述是正确的呢？
Well, let's take a look at the possible answers first. A. Charles has been acquainted with Sarah before meeting Ernestina.
这里讲的就是呢，在遇见 Ernestina, 也就是 Charles 的 fiancée 之前，他就认识了 Sarah.
B.Knowing Charles has a fiancé, Sarah refuses to see him.
所以这里的 knowing 的助词当然就是后面的 Sarah. Sarah 知道 Charles 有一个未婚妻，所以她拒绝见他的面。
C. Sarah admits that she knew the French lieutenant did not love her.
Sarah 承认呢，她其实心里面知道的是这个法国中尉对她并没有爱情的存在，也不爱她。
D.Charles sends a letter to Sarah, asking her to stay in Exeter.
Charles 寄了一封信给 Sarah, 要求她待在 Exeter 这个地方。So what is the correct answer to this question?
The answer is C.
没错，这也是属于昨天的阅读测验，所以这一题的答案是 C.
3. Why is John Fowles hesitant to decide the final ending for his characters?
还记得吗？ John Fowles 就是这个小说的作者。 为什么这个作者呢，对于决定这个小说角色里面的最后结尾会如此的犹豫呢？
Let's take a look at the possible answers for this question. A. The final ending may be considered more important than earlier ones.
最后的结尾其实呢，会比之前所预设的其他的结尾要来得更重要。
B. His characters are so independent that they may not like the final ending.
讲到这故事里面的主角是如此的独立，以至于啊，他们不喜欢最后的结尾。
C. The writer and the narrator disagree on the final ending of the story.
作者跟叙述者呢，不同意这个故事的最后结尾。
D. If he flips a coin to decide the final ending, all the characters will protest.
这里的 he 当然指的就是作者了。如果作者丢铜板来决定最后的结尾，所有故事里面的角色都会抗议。所以答案应该是
A. The final ending may be considered more important than the earlier ones.
没错，这也是在文章当中所提到的。所以根据第三题的问题，我们答案就选 A.
4.After reading this love story, what may we as readers learn from it?
所以看完了这个爱情故事，我们身为读者又可以学到什么东西呢？
A. The universe is endless.
整个宇宙，整个世界是无止境的。
B. Love makes the world go around.
对了，想必大家常常听到，他这一句话的意思就解释成为爱使世界运转。
C.The end justifies the means.
Well, could you explain this sentence a little bit?
Well, this is actually a very popular phrase in English. If you say that the end justifies the means, it means that to get a certain result, you can do anything, even if it's bad or even if you shouldn't be doing it, as long as you get the result you want.
啊，所以这一句也是一个谚语，就叫做为达结果可以不择手段。接下来看最后一个选项。
D. Life is unpredictable.
生命是无法预测的，所以正确的答案应该是
D.
没错，所以身为读者啊，其实我们可以看到在最后一段告诉我们说 Life is open to endless possibilities. 所以第四题我们答案就选 D. OK, that's it for today's English Digest. My name is Tina.
And I'm Lily.
Goodbye.